Well, if you can hear birds, that only means one thing. It's 1930 UTC, and you are listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, sometimes known as Budget Nature Adventures, which is apparently what we're doing today. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am wandering around at Herrenhaven. I'm in the mushroom garden. And there's a lot of birds. A lot of birds chirping and making birdie noises. But I'm not looking for birds. I'm looking for mushrooms and dudes. I'm not seeing any dudes. It's a very warm day today. It's at least 70 degrees. There is something of a breeze. But it's very cloudy. And it's supposed to get warmer. I decided to check the Weather Channel before I did anything today. Oh, I kept hearing a noise. It's a bird on a tree. What is this bird doing? He's walking on the tree upside down. Hi, Mr. Birdie. He's looking at me going, what are you doing? So I was checking the Weather Channel, and they said it was going to be 82 degrees today. Wow, that's pretty much too hot for me to be out in, especially this early in the year. But here I am. I'm out anyway. It's not 82 yet. Probably got a couple hours before that happens. It's slightly before noon local time. And the squirrel just freaked me out. I thought the squirrel might have been some kind of mutty. So anyway, I'm at Herrenhaven. There's like four other cars here. So I'm suspecting we're not going to find any dudes today, because I see little kids running around and everything. And what I'm really doing out here is checking pre-fungal conditions. Because when I was watching the Weather Channel, they also said that rain is coming. And that's good news. We do like the rain for various reasons. One of which is it brings out the mushrooms. And it is that time of year, and the conditions are pretty good. It's been pretty warm. I think the ground has warmed up enough that this rain that's coming up is going to bring the rain. Is, what was that? I thought I heard a dude in the grass. Oh, what was I talking about? The conditions are good and the time is right for dancing in the streets. I mean, mushrooms. It's gonna get fungally in the next few days, I think. Oh, what was that? What was that over there? I saw something moving in the grass over by a known marmot den. Is there anything actually over there? Wait, did I just see a bird? Was it a bird? Yeah, it was a bird. Stupid birds. So anyway, it's gonna be mushroom season in the next couple of days, or at least that's my guess. And when I say mushrooms, I don't just mean morel mushrooms, I mean all kinds of fun fungus. So it's time to start paying attention, because it's mushroom time. It is kind of warm today. I'm glad the sun is not out. If the sun was beating down on me, I would be an unhappy camper. But since there is no sun, although it's kind of glary, I'm doing okay. So, I'm walking around the butterfly garden here, getting between the building. We're gonna go out into the forest. Oh, and there's some more people coming out. Just a flood of monkeys. Maybe we should go over here and check some of these logs and this stuff over here. Doot, doot, doo, doo. This moss is looking pretty good. I do like moss. I'm checking a known Xylaria area. That's fun to say, Xylaria area. I see no signs of any Xylaria, which is a mushroom that we find in this location all the time. There's some flowers blooming around in here. I'm behind the kiosk. I'm on the other side of the dragonfly pond, avoiding some people who are walking out. I'm on the little loop path that is behind the dragonfly pond, looking underneath that bridge to see if there's any marmots. I don't see any marmots. But all these logs that are laying around here are really good for finding fungus. So I'm just checking the conditions of these logs and looking for mycelial growth action. And I'm also creeping up on this bridge, checking this earthenware pipe to see if there's a mati in there. I don't think there's a marmot in there, but there's a lot of loose dirt around there where something has been dug up. Somebody's been digging. Okay, good news. What's on the other end of this pipe? Let's walk over here behind the mushroom garden. I'm on the border of Heronhaven and Mulhalls. There's a mati path, and there's a pretty mati hole here at the other end of this pipe where it comes out. It's a lot of loose dirt. Is there a mati in there right now? Don't know. There could be, but I don't see him. So he's obviously hiding. Yeah, so I'm thinking the next couple of days we're going to have to start checking all of our known morel areas, because I have a feeling that they are ready to go, ready to pop. And there's nothing like finding morels, because that's the golden ticket. I'm not seeing any mutts. And I'm looking under the shed now, and I'm wondering if there's a mati under that shed. You never know. I don't see any mati noses poking out. Where's our mati today? Our mati is probably in a hole, hiding from all the people who are going to be tromping through here today. Strangely enough, I knew this wasn't going to be the best day to come out here, but I came out here anyway, because I haven't been out here in a couple of days, and I just wanted to see what was up. Should we be on the other side of Old Maple Road in Heflinger Park watching cricket games? Oh, we probably should be, but that doesn't mean that we are. I am in the mood to watch cricket, but I don't know if anybody else is. What is that? That's nothing. So we're going to be doing enough cricket soon enough. I don't think we need to do it today. But one thing I was thinking about, and I've actually been thinking about this for a couple weeks now, and just the other day, Petey Boy, SDF user that we all know and love, he said, "Hey, you should have another cricket tournament." And I don't remember how I responded, but the strange thing is I was already planning to do something, another contest or something like we did with the cricket tournament. And yeah, we could have another cricket tournament. Or we could do something different. And so I've been kind of thinking about, well, what's something different that we could do? And I have come up with a few ideas. Well, actually, I've only come up with like two or three ideas, and they're essentially the same idea in a different format. And I'm at the cut. I'm going to walk out here, see what's up, if anything. And my idea is basically sumo wrestling tournament. Okay? I love sumo. And I love sumo in many different forms. And being as we're all in different locations across this great span of spinning space dirt. I don't see any dudes out here. Okay. Since we're all in very extremely disparate locations, it's not like we can actually get together and actually sumo. Oh, I can see out onto the boardwalk. There's just a boatload of people out there. Two different groups. We're not going out to the boardwalk yet. Let's just walk deeper into the forest, go out to the blind, see if we can find some stuff while we discuss the sumo wrestling tournament. So, you know, it's not like we can actually all get together and sumo up. So, what other kinds of sumo can we do? Well, I do like robot sumo. But again, this is a problem because, you know, not everybody likes to make sumo robots, and so, how are we going to do that? However, I should mention that, yes, robot sumo is a real thing. It's one of the main robotic sports, and it was probably the first one. If you ever go to any robotics competition anywhere in this world, you're going to be seeing robot sumo. You're also probably going to see robot football, which is always fun. Let's go out into the wall blind here. Then I remembered something from my youth. And I don't know how prominent any of this is today, but back when I was a very young child, not that young, you know, I was like 10. I discovered something called paper sumo. And paper sumo is kind of cool. You build a little sumo ring out of cardboard and like a circle of sandpaper. And then you cut little paper sumo wrestlers that are, you know, maybe like 5 centimeters tall out of paper. And I'm not going to describe this very well, but you sort of, how do I say this? You make these wrestlers so that they're a folded piece of paper. Okay, imagine you fold a piece of paper in half the long way and cut out the silhouette of a sumo wrestler. You angle their feet a little bit and you make them have a right arm and a left arm. And you make all the guys pretty much the same. Then you can put them together on this ring and you tap it and the guys wrestle, right? Whichever one falls down first or gets pushed out of the ring loses. Well, as interesting as this is, it could be made better. And I've always wanted to do this. I always thought, someday, I'm going to build a paper sumo wrestling ring that is electric, similar to the electric football games of the 60s and early 70s. If you're not old enough to know what I'm talking about, look it up. Look up electric football. And what this is basically a metal vibrating table that makes the players move. You know, you have these little figures that have They're on bases. And anyway, you know, you put them on the table, you turn on the table, and it starts to vibrate. And look at this. I have found mushrooms. Caprinus. Of course, Caprinus. But these are fresh Caprinus. These are not, were not here when I was here the other day. These are brand spanking new. First Caprinus mushrooms of the year. Ha ha. Well, we found some mushrooms. That means we're going to find a lot in the next few days when it rains again. So I was thinking, why not, you know, use this electric football concept for paper sumo. You just build your ring and you just tape a little pager motor to it, or a phone motor. You know, there's little motors with eccentric weights that are in your electronic devices that cause them to vibrate. And so I thought, yeah, it's not like I don't have a couple of these motors. I could just build this, and instead of tapping on it to make it vibrate, we just hit it, turn on the switch, and bzzz, and we've got sumo. All right, I'm standing in the blind. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 turtles on the new log that has fallen, and there's another little turtle back there. Oh, there's 3 little turtles way back there on a log. There's a lot of geese on Goose Island. Let's see, who's out in the delta today? Oh, just a couple of geese. Are there any turtles on this log right here? No. No turtles. I'm looking around the rim of the pond. I don't see any herons, and I don't see my egret. But I think there's even another branch that broke off another tree that has fallen into the water. So that's good. We always like that. But I'm bored. I'm walking out of the blind. I'm going up into the loop. So, to make a long story short, one option would be to, you know, have a paper sumo tournament. I would have to make a bunch of stuff, but I'm always having to make a bunch of stuff, so who cares? The funny thing is I can't find my old paper sumo book, but I could pretty much recreate everything from memory if I put some effort into it. But once I got started thinking about sumo, then I started thinking of all kinds of variations. And somewhere I've got some wind-up toys, some Hamtaro plastic wind-up toys that we could make them, you know, sumo. And so we could have wind-up Hamtaro sumo. But something in my mind is telling me that one of my Hamtaro guys doesn't work, or for some reason this isn't a functional idea. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but haven't I tried that before? I don't know. What is Hamtaro? Hamtaro is a cartoon about cartoon hamsters that, I don't know, they tried to sell it here in America. It's out of Japan, I think. And this was a long time ago. This was at least, well, this is more than 10 years ago now. It's probably like 15 years ago. If you look up Hamtaro, you know, you'll just see some cute anime hamsters. And somebody was doing a promotion. There was a Hamtaro TV show. I don't think it flew. And somebody, probably McDonald's or somebody, was doing some promotion. You buy some stuff, get a Hamtaro wind-up toy. And somehow I ended up with a whole bunch, meaning about 4 of these wind-up Hamtaro dudes. Oh, I just thought of something. Jeez, that's a weird idea. But they're plastic and they're kind of junky and they're not the good old-fashioned Chinese stuff. So, I don't know. Hamtaro. What is up with my throat today? Hamtaro sumo might be an option. I'll have to look into it. So anyway, I was thinking, I've got all these other sort of wind-up toys. maybe we could do something else. And then I remembered I've got some of those wind-up chickens, although actually I only have one. I thought I had two, but I don't know where the second one ever went. And I do have another wind-up chicken, but it's much bigger than I have one little metal one, the pecking chicken, the classic stamped metal out of China wind-up chicken. You've seen these. And I've got this one that's plastic that, oh yeah, it was some kind of Easter toy. And it just occurs to me, wasn't yesterday Easter? Yeah, I think maybe it was. I'm going to have to go out and look for some more wind-up chickens, because if I can find one or two or three that are either match the ones I already have, or you're just to get a pair, we could actually have, and I was originally going to say, we could have wind-up chicken sumo. But, you know, when you throw two chickens into a ring to fight, that's not sumo, that's cockfighting. So we could have wind-up cockfighting tournament. Oh, it's an idea. It's a little strange, but it could be done. And I'm trying to think, where did I get that wind-up chicken, the good one, the metal one that I have anyway? Might have bought it in a store downtown. I think the store still exists. And I should be able to find more of these. It's a very common thing. I just heard something out in the woods here. Something is back in there. And everything is really greened up. All the leaves on the bushes and stuff have really started to bloom. And now I can't see the forest floor, but there was something running back there. Something kind of heavy. Not a squirrel. Oh, the wind is at my back and I can smell something too. Well, I'm not going to be able to see anything going that way. So anyway, it seems to me like I should go out. Yeah, and I don't want to spend any money, but if it's for the show, I guess that's perfectly acceptable. So I'm walking back into the wall blind here just to avoid some people. It's funny how the water is all ripply right here, but still over there. What's going on? So maybe I should be out driving around looking for wind-up chickens. So we can have a wind-up chicken fighting tournament here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Huh, there's nothing going on back here in the billabong, but it's very deceptive. Wait, I see bubbles. I see crazy bubbles. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go out there. Do-do-do-do-do, and it stopped. Nope, the bubbling is still bubbling out there. Boodly-boodly-boodly. Some frogs are jumping in the water. A lot of frogs are jumping in the water. And they have ruined my stealthy approach, so I'm going back into the blind and back down the path. So, do I have any money? I think I have some money. Do I have money that I could be buying wind-up chickens with? Yeah. You know, if I could find one that matches either of the ones I have, we'd be set. I'd be willing to buy at least one wind-up chicken. I would buy two if they were really good and pretty cheap. Maybe we should be looking, because all the Easter stuff is going to be on sale now. You know, with Easter having just gotten over. So maybe we should think about that. I will do that thinking. But if you think that's a good idea, let me know. If you like the idea of any kind of wind-up sumo tournament or wind-up chicken cockfighting, or if you're just really interested in having another cricket tournament like the one we had, drop me a line. Email me, tobe@sdf.org. Or you can always, you know, contact me via the Anon Radio mailing list, which is, I don't know, Anon Radio-L. There's a plane flying overhead. I'm looking deep into the forest. I see some nettles growing. That's never good. I wonder if we should go out onto the boardwalk. No, there's still a boatload of people out there. But I'm gonna take a shortcut. I'm actually gonna walk through the Mulhalls property. Not exactly a shortcut, but I wanna check the interzone. No, I don't. I changed my mind, because then we're gonna be exposed to wind out there and it's already windy enough. So, if you have some ideas about what kind of games we should play, or if you just want to express your approval for any of the ideas you have heard right now, drop me a line. I'm trying to think, do I have any other errands I need to run today? Yeah, I think so. What do I have to do? Do I have to go to the store? No. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to start looking for wind-up chickens. Oh, yes, it's stupid. We could probably think of other kinds of things to fight, or to pseudo-fight. We could have some other kind of weird sumo. I don't know. I've got some nanobugs. I've got two of the old style of nanobugs. We could have some kind of nanobug competition or race, or I don't know. They're kind of weird, they're kind of unpredictable. We could probably get something out of it. I'll keep thinking about it. Gee, I could have sworn we would have seen some dudes today, but then again, I did know this place was going to be packed with people, so kind of a slow day, but you know, well, that's Mondays for you. Not much going on. I'm approaching the shed. I'm looking underneath it, and I don't see any dudes. Don't see any dudes. It occurs to me I have no money on me. I think I have $20 at home. I should probably go home and get that money in case I find any wind-up chickens that we can use to fight for our entertainment. Yes, we're talking blood sports. Wind up tin blood sports. It's an unusual idea. But I'm an unusual person on an unusual radio station with an unusual show. I'm back in my car. And it's time for me to say something like, you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Somebody else is leaving. Am I hungry? I'm not hungry yet. I don't think I need to eat lunch. But I think I'm going to go home, grab that money just in case, and then see if I can find some more wind-up chickens. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hers.